This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tune it up. It's the 7 after the hour. How do you do? I hope you do well. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some people in the news, folks, will be talking about Mitt Romney, I believe, this week. The report is he was treated for prostate cancer last summer. Does anybody have any privacy? Why? I don't really want to know, that, even though he's going to run for...
How did that come out? That's a great question,
actually. I think he released it, actually.
Did he?
I think there was some chitter-chatter, a little bit of chit-chat about it behind the scenes, and so then I think he released
that's
the
point.
Saying that he had...
Where does the chitter-chatter come from?
I don't know, but if he is going to run for office, that's one, those are some of the things that come to surface. You have to disclose that kind of stuff.
That's true.
Well,
plus, I think it's in a let's be positive way. It's always good. What? Yes, he's fine, and it also helps raise awareness for prostate cancer, getting checked early, treatment options that are available.
Thank you.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has been very vocal about her battle with breast cancer, but she's been very public about it because she wants to raise awareness and remind women who think, you know, maybe you see these celebrities or politicians, people who seem sort of untouchable, that this affects everyone. So I think it's in a positive way. I like it.
All right. So you know what? Thank you. This is why sometimes I even have to remind myself why I like working with you and why this program is as popular as it is, because you're happy to call me Captain Curmudgeon. Every once in a while, I throw a dart at the dartboard. And so when you come back around with something like that, and if I may, I want to shift it from that a little bit to how we've handled this H&M sort of tone-deaf ad, the black kid with the coolest monkey in the jungle sweatshirt on, and this black activist and that black actor and this black athlete have said this, that, or the other thing. The inscription is very, we're in the age when this is something that'll stir the pot. So somebody, one of you, and I only had one headphone on, so I can't remember who was, maybe even you, Victoria, who just said, why didn't they have a white kid?
Well, this wouldn't have been, we wouldn't be talking about it if it was a white kid.
It. No.
So, but if the white kid said, you know, coolest cracker in the cupboard, well, then how would we be reacting to that, too? I think it's wrong to say, oh, this is just being overly politically correct. This is just insulting.
Yeah.
I understand why people are upset by this. And Kara made a great point. What about the little boy himself?
Yeah.
He is now in the middle of this controversy, and years later, whether he has a modeling career or not, years later, he's going to wonder, well, wait a minute, were people making fun of me personally by putting me in this sweatshirt? There's a lot of other, there could be some other fallout from this, too. It's just
there are a lot
stupid.
Of other things that have shown up with this kid's picture and a king, a crown on him, a king of the world, all of this stuff. But more to the point, there are, for some reason, responses to bad things that make it worse. And even there are bad things that happen even when good things happen, hijacking the way we feel about our lives and the world in general. There is so much negativity. And I attribute it to the psychosis created around the news media, 24-hour news cycle. But you have to be a receptor. You have to be willing to or interested in leaving the television on or picking that stuff up. It's like if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there, does it make a sound? If nobody's watching this stuff, if nobody's paying attention to it, then it goes away. But we seem to feed on this. And I wonder... People criticize me all the time, or the program, because it isn't, I forget what the word is that sometimes is used, but sharp enough, it isn't pointed, it doesn't get to the issues. Well, I don't want to talk about that stuff, frankly. I want to put these things in a perspective. And so, may I ask you all, perhaps, to take a moment right now, or sometime through the day today, and grade how you feel about the day from 1 to 10. and 10 is the happiest score you can have. So far, ladies, how would you rate the day for each of you individually? I'll start with Victoria because she's the one who brought this sort of back around into the fold. But I was thinking about this on the plane last night coming back here, how I started to complain about something, and then I thought to myself, you know what, this isn't their fault, and why am I bothering? Because they're not, it's, talk about tone deaf, the people that run the airline, the American, are so tone deaf, and this poor woman is just pushing a cart up and down the aisle. I just changed my point of view with her, and we had nice discussion through the rest of the flight. It was cool. So why can't we all do that? Why can't we think about that instead of going to the negative first? All right, so back to 1 to 10. What do you think?
Well, I like to be great. Well, so far. So far. I like to be grateful every morning. You know, it sounds kind of cliche, but every morning you wake up and, you know, and your house isn't on fire, or your family is safe.
Not dying. Yeah, right.
That's a pretty good day to begin with, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Jen?
I do, too. I like to start my day off in a positive way. Probably today, I didn't sleep so well last night, so I'd say I'm at about an 8.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking
you
for a number.
Well, because you couldn't sleep well, you had things on your mind. Was there
things? I think I probably had things on my mind, so I just mm-hmm. I had a hard time falling asleep, and then I tossed and turned around a bit. But other than that, I agree with Victoria. Every day you wake up is a gift. You get a new start every single day. Everybody makes a big deal about a new year or a birthday. We get a new start every single day, and I like to acknowledge that. I like to live that way, but you know, sometimes when you don't sleep, you go.
Yeah. All right, Kara, what about you?
I consider myself to be a realist, so I feel like I start every day grateful, but also kind of in the middle with the opportunity of going up or down. But I'm starting out today pretty good. Yesterday was a great, very productive day for me, so I think today will also be the same. So I'll put myself at like a 7, like a 6
good.
And a half or a 7.
Seven. Well, we're all over 5, and that's probably good if you... If you have a higher score than a 5, this is, again, these exercises, I don't have to tell you this, you think this through on your own. How's the day so far for you? Have you started it with giving thanks for the things that happened to you yesterday? There are so many things in all of our lives, if we look at it, if we take an objective point of view, there are so many things in our lives that are better than not, even if you're not feeling well, and maybe even if you are at a point in your life that it looks like the end is near. Think about all the great stuff that has happened to you in your life. There has to be more good than bad with most 98% of us, 99% of us. And hopefully that's the way you pull your day apart. Not with an and yeah, it's easy to slip into that. I do it, and we all to a point do it. I think sometimes the ladies are better at pulling me out because I am, I guess experiences make you a little more sordid sometimes. But the point is, by looking at the calendar, you've got another day to deal with. You can inspect the day, and if you have an awful thing go on, then okay, yep, acknowledge that. But then the good ones, the good things. Every time I look at a picture of my grandson, for example, or other the kids and I, Spenny Brendan and I didn't have much time this past weekend together, and it was disappointing. And he called me and said, Dad, it's too bad. How come the time went so quickly? Well, he wasn't feeling well, and so, yeah, but I think that he had in him the gumption to call me and say it was too bad we didn't. It meant something to him, which is a plus, isn't it? Wouldn't it mean your children, as an adult, they want to spend time with you, and if they don't, they call you and say, geez, Dad, I'm sorry I didn't get to spend any time this weekend. So that, for me, is not as good as spending the time, but at least I know that I'm living and breathing, and he knows it. So anyway, all of these things have to wash around inside of your brain. And then you get to this foolish stuff. What brought it around, in my mind, was the focus on that child with the T-shirt. Yeah, that could
I
be.
I just hope, you know what it is? It's. I just hope that people, and it's about, I guess it's maybe just about having the silver lining in all this. I hope people realize that, that everybody is a human, and everybody is flawed, and everybody is really just trying to get along, and that I hope, and I hope on the part of H&M, that this wasn't malicious. Not everybody is maliciously trying to attack another group of people.
Right.
And I hope that was the case for H&M. I hope it was just a mistake. And I guess that's where I'm coming from. I hate this feeling that everybody's always trying to get somebody else.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get ya. Because I don't think that's always true. I think there are still good people, and I think people sometimes make mistakes, because that's what we do, and maybe a group of people make mistakes over and over again. But I hope that this stuff isn't malicious, and I hope people don't always think that it is, I guess.
Well, is this an example, or is this an opportunity for us to grow a thicker skin, no matter what our color? Do we need to have thicker skin to live in the world that we live in? Just, you know, kind of...
But see, that's kind of like... I kind of have a little bit of an issue with that. You're posing it as a hypothetical. But I think that gets into that kind of under the broader scope of, you know, victim shaming. And we're in this very weird place right now where, you know, we talk about the Time's Up movement and all of the women being blamed for sleeping with people to get ahead. And it just, I don't know, this whole victim shaming thing is just becoming, that to me is really out of control. The people who are perpetrating these things need to be held responsible.
Okay. So that means you're not going to H&M. I don't even, can I tell you the truth? I don't even know what H&M is. I've never been to. I remember M&S's, Marks and Spencer in England. I don't know what H&M
different.
Is.
Way different.
Yeah,
I guess
very
it
different.
Is.
Yep.
All right, 20 past the hour. You're listening to the DJB show. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna be alone. And everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna go back home. I'm pointing and describing.
Here's David Byrne from the Talking Heads, continuing to build his prolific portfolio this year, announcing a new solo album called American Utopia, which is due out in March. Project backed by a North American tour this spring, later on this year. He says the tour will be his most ambitious since the Talking Heads' Jonathan, is it Demme, is how he pronounced his name.
Jonathan Demme.
He had shows back in 1984. His concert film, Stop Making Sense, was the last time. These guys have been around that long?
Oh, yeah. They've been around forever. But the Jonathan Demme film, the 1984 movie, Stop Making Sense, which is basically them in concert, that's been considered the definitive rock music documentary.
Really?
So much. Oh, yeah. It influenced. It was the first one, really, on that level. And it's so much so that Justin Timberlake did one last year and begged Jonathan Demme to film him because of Stop Making Sense. It's incredibly influential. Yeah, he did. And it was a huge hit on Netflix. Yeah.
So this, his dates for his tour, a kickoff in Red Bank, New Jersey, first weekend of March. Where's Red Bank, Victoria?
Probably my new home. I used to live in Red Bank. that's Count Basie's town.
Ah, are you going to move out of New York and move down there?
Probably.
Really? All right. So let's see here. Talking Heads broke up in the 90s. He's given a lot of material to the fans of group, though. The last solo album for David Byrne was Growing Backwards, which came out in 2004, followed up with a handful of collaboration projects working with Brian Eno, Fatboy Slim, oh my God, and St. Vincent. Who's Fatboy Slim?
Been around a long time.
Has he really?
Probably most famously, Fatboy Slim had a video where Christopher Walken was the star, and he just danced throughout the whole video.
Really?
It became a viral sensation because Christopher Walken is a great dancer.
Fun.
Yeah, you would love it.
I think he's something else, man. He really is. All right, Justin Timberlake, we mentioned him. There is a lot of focus on him because he's a great performer, I think, in terms of music. He's a good actor. Seems like a good human being. He's doing the halftime show announcing the dates for his 27-city Man of the Woods tour, kicking off March 13th at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. The tour is going to hit cities across North America for what he promised in the video, the promotional video, would be an outing that will, quote, bring the outside in. What do you suppose that means?
It'll be interesting to see what the staging looks like.
It's inspired by the out of doors, apparently. I don't know what that'll look like, but there is a folk. Justin wants to give you a chance to get up close and personal with his woodsy concept. Timberlake, get it? Timberlake.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And this song was produced by Timberland. Wow,
oh,
so many
no.
of them.
Wow. Don't encourage him, Kara. Don't encourage him.
That's good. All right, so this the whole business of what's going on at the halftime show, apparently Pink is going to sing the national anthem at the U.S. Bank Stadium. I've become a fan of her. I think there's something about her that's quite...
She's so intriguing. Good.
Yeah, she's got a lot of great energy. Anyway, she's been making hits for, what, almost 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think she's a great choice to sing the anthem. And there are, what, 100 million people that watch this show?
Yeah. So. It's a big, big job.
All right, so what about the other, the America the Beautiful? Who's singing that for the
I didn't know
Super
that
Bowl?
They did two different things. Is that really what they do?
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it now.
I don't remember that.
Brian did it, right?
But
He
sang the national anthem. I don't know who's
I know
America
that. I know that Lady Gaga for her halftime performance started with that, didn't she? But I didn't. Yeah,
that's,
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that was a regular
that's what
thing.
I thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, something to anticipate. 28 past the hour on the DJB show. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, six sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Happy to have you using our services here on the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and you here. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. On Twitter, it's at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at Kara Schillen. Before we move to people, places, and things, I kind of wanted to go back for a moment as I thought about how the H&M thing is going to affect. A lot of people are talking about this, and I said this is just good promotion for them because this is a company, according to you ladies, that produces cheap things, the latest fashions. You all shop there, do you?
And yeah, I have, buy, sure. Yep.
Inexpensive things that are sort of up to date. And so in terms of what survives or how things survive, I wonder whether we really do remember all of these things. How many people said when George Bush was elected, I'm moving to Canada? And how many people did? or even when Trump was elected, or Obama, any of these people who say, I don't like it, I'm going to go, and then they don't. So they can say now, I'm not shopping there anymore, but yet, when it comes to needing a new something or other, and the price is right, Americans are price, it's all about price, for the most part. They can have their, you know, we all have our convictions, but do we stick to them when it comes to the dollar bill?
It's just so true. That's why that's why we've been keeping China in business.
Yeah.
Because we'd rather buy, you know, a cheap toy that's 99 cents rather than, you know, $5 or whatever.
And so think about that as you go through your day today, trying to figure out whether it's a 1 or a 10 or something in between. Think about how you spend your money, which priorities are for food, clothing, the things that are necessary, your home, that sort of thing. Do you buy a more expensive car because you like it but you don't need it versus having the right kind of food? Do you spend your money? What are your priorities? Do you buy a more expensive car that doesn't allow you to buy better food for you and your family? Is that the right way to think through all of that? Not in my book it isn't, but that's me. I'm trying to figure out one thing also, ladies. You can help me with this. I am familiar, as long as we're kind of in the clothing world here. Versace was a very important designer, right, of clothing. There's a clothing line that carries that name, mm-hmm. Versace. Mm-hmm. Am I remembering that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like Ralph Lauren or some of the other designers been around.
More expensive, but yes.
Okay. There's a show called American Crime Story, which is doing apparently an overview of, it's like the People versus O.J. Simpson, an overview of a big news story. This is called The Assassination of Gianni Versace, based on a book called Vulgar Favors, which examines the person who killed him. And now the family is saying, this is supposed to be on the air next week, the family is saying that it's full of all kinds of stuff that isn't true.
Which family?
I guess it isn't. Flattering. Versace's family.
Oh, okay. His sister took over his company, Donatello.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very interesting. Nobody said that about the O.J. the O.J. show.
Well, it's all the same people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm...
All that,
Right, yeah. So I just wonder whether people pay. I never... I started to watch it on the plane because they have it serialized, and I'm sure you can now. Now that I'm signed up on you laughed at me yesterday when I said that I had signed up for both Hulu and Netflix on the home screen that I have in California because I don't want to bother with cable and all the other stuff. And you thought that was really with it. I don't know whether I was thinking... Well, but I find certain shows I want to watch and I'm behind... if I really want to catch up with, let's say, Scandal or Blacklist or anything that I have found intriguing, Billions, that Showtime show, I haven't been able to do it because I just don't have the normal, I don't have the time in the time period. Designated Survivor is another one. And Bull, some of the shows that I like to see that I just don't have time to see. And this gives me the opportunity. So it's good for them and it's good for me when you think about it that way. It's good for those shows to have more people because there's now a way to track them, I guess. Isn't there, Jennifer, to track who's watching these things one at a time, mm-hmm. in addition to who watches them when they're actually on the air on networks?
Yeah, with the DVR, you mean, or online streaming?
No,
yeah, absolutely.
Online streaming, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right page there.
Well, you know,
it's a different set of advertising metrics, though, because sometimes the online advertising happens at the beginning, those kinds of things. Right, exactly.
But you pay more... Before I didn't do that.
For less advertising.
You could pay, I think the subscription to both Hulu and Netflix was more if you decided you want to have the ads in there.
You know, Doug, earlier we were talking about the airlines getting rid of the screens and the TVs.
Yeah.
This is the real answer. It isn't going to necessarily be people saying, all right, I'm boycotting that airline. Or I've decided I'm just going to only fly JetBlue or whichever airline decides to keep the screens.
Yeah.
The real truth is the real winners are going to be the Netflix and the Hulus because you can download all your episodes in advance and you don't need Wi-Fi on the plane. They're really the ones. I had my iPad loaded up with movies and TV episodes and everything ready to go, and then just it happened that Aer Lingus had a lot of great movies that were free, so I didn't even use my iPad. But if I was on one of those other flights, Netflix is going to be the real winner.
Yeah, I'll have to remember that because I am a binge watcher on the airplane. That's what I do. I eat a meal and I binge watch stuff.
Yeah, so just download everything
last night.
Yeah, yeah, just watch it offline.
Yeah,
to ask, think about what you're asking. I was
going to
say.
So,
who's going to be the scooter here?
I was just exactly. You were with me on that, Jennifer. I decided I was going to say to Jennifer, okay, I'm coming over to your house and you can show me how to do this.
I'm giving Victoria the ixnay on the device there.
Well, I'm going to be in. I have to be in New Jersey next Wednesday.
Perfect, Victoria.
I'll meet you in Jersey. All right. People in the news. How many people remember Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy?
I do.
Remember him?
Yeah. I just talked to someone who's making a documentary about him. I talked to him yesterday on my local program.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I don't really remember this story because I think I've confused this with those people in Oregon standoff
Who got killed. It's the same sort of thing, Victoria. You're in the right ranch.
Can you refresh us for those of us who don't know?
Yeah, this guy was the rancher who was, it was basically a standoff. He and his sons, Bundy and his sons, Eamon, Ryan, and
there was another guy unrelated to the family.
Yeah, Ryan Payne was his name. Mm-hmm. The judge, whose name is Gloria Navarro, considering whether to dismiss the charges against him, she declared a mistrial last month. The government was withholding evidence. The government looks like the stupidos that they are on this thing. I am
this
so with
so
this guy.
This is what's so bad about this, is that this guy looked like a nut, or at least that's how the media portrayed him. I remember thinking, what is he doing? Because he was in the standoff with the government in Nevada, but it turns out he was protecting his property. And we talk a lot about people protecting, you know, what's theirs and all of this stuff. Well, he was protecting his property, and the government
Bureau of
came
Land
in.
The Bureau of Land Management was trying to take land from him. This is
They have an army. The Bureau of Land Management actually has armed people that come, like officers that come, which seems ridiculous. And so he was in the standoff with them. When it was over and he went to jail, he said, I'll be out. He made the promise. He's like, there's no way that this is sticking to me. And then they find out that the government had withheld all of this evidence from the judges. So this is another example. The judge is like, I have no choice. She almost seemed disappointed because she wanted to prosecute this guy. She said, I have no choice but to dismiss this trial because of all the evidence that was being held back by the government.
This is incredible.
Nuts.
This country is so out of, there's so many things going on in this country that people don't know anything about. And we spend so much time focused on just one person or one group of things. In the meantime, there are a lot of other things that deserve and need and cry out for our attention. Farmers and ranchers are getting screwed by the dozens, by the hundreds, by the thousands, by government policy that favors the big ag companies, big businesses, and they screw around with guys like this. And this guy just said, look, you want me to pay a fee for land you say that you own and I own it. That's basically what that's really what the story is. They wanted
to. He wasn't willy-nilly. He was portrayed to be a real wackadoodle.
Yes,
I remember thinking he was wacky when this was going on. But apparently he knew exactly what his rights were, and he was well-studied in what he could and could not do. And
that's why they're going to lose. They'll lose.
They will lose.
And that ought to be over with. It ought to be over. And in the meantime, the government should pay, the taxpayer should pay his legal expenses, in my read of it. All right, let's, before we leave the People Department, did I say that a minute ago? That's before we leave the people. I wanted to get to that. Oh, one more. The big ballers. LeVar Ball and his big baller brand. I love saying that. The Better Business Bureau believes Ball's big baller brand.
Oh, no.
That's pretty clever on the spur of the moment, don't you think? The Better Business Bureau believes Ball's big baller brand to be best. Actually, they don't.
They don't, actually.
No, I think he's a boob, and he's got an F rating. On its website, the Big Baller, the Better Business Bureau gives him an F. Brand ratings based on 32 complaints filed against him, failure to respond to 12 of the complaints. What is his business? What is this guy? He's a fashion...
Sneakers and t-shirts and jerseys and things like that.
So
his son, who plays for the Lakers, wears the big baller sneakers. And all
Lonzo,
that.
Right?
Right.
Is his son. But wasn't this guy involved in the kids that were in China, the two young...
His other
Leangelo
son was the
and LaMelo?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It wasn't LaMelo. I think it was Leangelo. Yeah.
What great name.
He's the guy who got, he's the kid who's no longer at UCLA.
You know what? They should be a singing group. Instead of being these fools in the basketball business, it should be LeVar, Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo.
Believe me, if this father thought that his kids could sing, they would already
be doing it.
Yeah.
This guy is like Chris Kardashian, except just like on a lower scale, probably not. He doesn't do it quite as well, but he's trying.
The Jacksons, the Jackson kids, the Jackson Five, the father was a brute. And
right.
So this guy kind of puts me in the same place.
Although his kids aren't nearly as talented as the Jacksons.
No, they look like boobs. Are they? Are they all boobs or just a couple of them? Is the basketball player any good?
They're just not that good. They're just, you know.
Is he any good? Lonzo is a basketball player?
He's okay on the Lakers. He's okay.
Well, it doesn't matter how good the kids are because the dad's always going to be the one getting the headline.
And he wants the spotlight. He's, you know, one of those, he's a failure, so he's just living vicariously through his kids.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, Toyota will build the world's first power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station. They have announced a future endeavor with Panasonic to develop a prismic cell for batteries, and their sales in Europe are up 12%. The construction of the world's first megawatt-scale carbonate fuel cell power generation plant with a hydrogen fueling station to support its operations puts them up front in green technologies. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope. That's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Did you know that January is Birth Defects Awareness Month? Did you know that one in every 33 babies born with a birth defect? Wow, that's quite a statistic. Dr. Scott Adzik is here, who's the Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. He's the director of the Hospital Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. It's the largest and most comprehensive fetal program in the world, welcoming expectant mothers from all of our 50 states and more than 60 different countries. So as an innovator in this fetal medicine field, Dr. Adzik, what's the number one thing that people need to know about all these babies being born with birth defects? Is the number increasing?
No, I think the incidence is about the same. The main thing is that more and more often, it's actually pretty uncommon for a birth defect not to be diagnosed in the U.S. Because most mothers have an ultrasound done at 18 to 20 weeks gestation. And you mentioned that 1 in 33 statistic, which is pretty astounding. So there's nearly 150,000 babies born in the U.S. each year with birth defects. So they're common. They're costly. Billions of dollars required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are still unknown. They're overlooked, in my view. Research is underfunded, and they're deadly. Birth defects are the leading cause of infant mortality.
Well, are there some things, doctor, that we can look at, like taking drugs, alcohol, smoking, that sort of thing, that can sort of predict, can there be a precursor for birth defects?
Well, all those things are bad. All those things are particularly bad if you're a pregnant mom. It's important before pregnancy for mothers to get adequate folate, which is usually in breadstuffs, because a deficiency in folate can increase the incidence of spina bifida, for instance, which is one of the most common birth defects. About 1,500 babies are born each year in the U.S. with spina bifida, for example, and that's also one of the birth defects that we treat with fetal surgery.
So let's talk about the fetal surgery itself and what happens. I remember, I think you and I talked about this similarly last year, because January is the time when we are acknowledging this sort of thing. And I was fascinated with you describing how the fetal surgery takes place. Would you mind spending a minute or so just talking about the nuts and bolts of the surgery procedures?
Okay, well, there are three basic categories of fetal surgical intervention. The most straightforward and simple is placement of a shunt tube under ultrasound guidance percutaneously. Why would you do that? Well, one example would be a male fetus with an obstructed urinary tract due to a little valve-like defect. A shunt tube can be placed such that one end of the shunt goes into the fetal bladder that's obstructed and goes through the baby's abdominal wall, and the other end goes into the amniotic fluid space, so the urine can drain and prevent those deleterious effects on the kidneys and on the lungs. So that's a shunt tube category. The second category would be fetoscopy, or minimally invasive surgery, which involves putting a scope into the uterus to look around. And the most common condition we treat with fetoscopy is called twin-twin transfusion syndrome, or TTTS for short. So the setup is identical twins, each in their own amniotic sac within the uterus, but as opposed to each of the twins having their own placenta, they share a placenta, and both twins will be lost unless you put a scope in, a fetoscope, and you can change a condition where both twins will go on to die without therapy to one in which more than in 90% of cases both twins will survive, or at least one twin will survive. So that's fetoscopy.
Wow.
The third category is open fetal surgery, which I think you were referring to.
Yes.
Where we repair things like spina bifida before birth, take out lung tumors, take out tumors on the tailbone, so on and so forth. By doing the operation before birth, there are two principal benefits. One is you can preserve nerve function and increase the likelihood that the child will eventually be able to walk, because spina bifida kids are often wheelchair bound or require braces. And the other benefit is that there's no progression of the hydrocephalus that can cause brain damage and lead to a need for a shunt tube from the brain to the abdomen after birth. So that's open fetal surgery. That's the third category.
All right. Lots of great information. And I'm sure there's a website where listeners can find more information.
Yeah, it's at CHOP, Children's Hospital, Philadelphia. It's fetal surgery, one word, .CHOP.edu. So fetal surgery, .CHOP.edu.
Thank you, sir. Pioneering fetal surgeon Dr. Scott Adzik here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.